Hi and welcome to the Tiwu podcast. This is audio log number 21 and today's date is October 19th, 2022. So I had actually recorded an audio log earlier, but it was using the wrong microphone. So here I am again, recording again, which is annoying. What I wanted to talk about today was about, I guess, hobbies. And whether I am lacking or in need of hobbies. So in the last few months, I've been on mat leave. So the first two of the months, I was very much pregnant. And I just remember spending that time taking care of myself in terms of watching what I ate. And then also getting a lot of rest. I was always tired. Kind of getting used to being pregnant as well, and I was very, very big at that point, and kind of getting ready also, so like buying a lot of baby stuff and things like that. And now that our child has arrived, our baby is here, it's been about 2 months or so. It's been a lot of spending time getting used to having a baby around, and also getting used to spending a lot of time just taking care of her every need. So, you know, feeding, diaper, sleep. There's a lot of things that I learned that I didn't know before. So how hard it is to put a baby down to sleep. And things like how quiet you need to be once they are asleep. Because once you wake them up, it's going to be really hard to put them down to sleep again. I kind of knew that, I was warned that, but I didn't really take it too seriously, I guess, or I didn't anticipate it, but it is very much true. The free time that I have is mostly when she's asleep and maybe sometimes when she's feeding. And actually right now, I don't know if it will happen in the background, but she's feeding right now. So I do have a little bit of time while she's drinking from the bottle. And since that time, I guess I've come to kind of think about more and more about my own hobbies and things that make me me. I mean, this is probably one of the longest times that I've gone without without work that takes up most of my day. And work also takes up most of my mental capacity. Taking care of my baby doesn't make me think too much. There's not that much to think about. It's just the same day in, day out. And I mean, she can't really do too much at this moment. She can not really move too much on her own. She can't speak. And she's slowly getting used to her body. Right now, she's working on learning facial recognition and like smiling and like emotions. So like smiling and laughing and responding to us with her gibberish. So she's getting used to her body and also like moving her mouth and making noise and also like how to use her tongue while she's talking and things like that. There's not much on my end that I can possibly do aside from interacting with her in the way that I can. But oftentimes that's very like, you know, I would just talk to her. It's not like I'm having a very complex conversation, right? So it's come to a point where sometimes I will think, like, what am I going to do with the little amount of time that I have? So, and I will kind of try to think about, you know, what are some of the hobbies that I want to pursue during this time? Because at the end of the day, I don't want my child, I guess, to be consuming of my entire life, I guess, for the next, like, 20 years. They're not going to be everything that I'm about. And they're not going to be the thing that I think about all the time. I think it is a bit unfair when sometimes people kind of have this thought that once you have a kid, your life revolves around them 100%. And that's probably everything that you think about outside of work or whatnot, which I don't think it's a very fair assumption. But I think a lot of people do think that. I can say that, like, after my friends had had babies and stuff, they do seem to talk about their baby a lot. But maybe, I mean, that might have been a phase, or maybe they were just excited for that during that time, or just helping to educate us. I don't know, but I do know that a lot of people who choose not to have kids, one of the reasons is because your life changes so much and it's never going to be the same again, which I have to say is true. But at the same time, like, you can still do some of the things you used to do. It just might be harder. So, like, and that's something me and my partner are kind of getting used to as well. How much more we have to do in order to pursue the things that we used to before we had our child. So going out to eat, all the things we need to prepare, like putting them in a car seat, getting the diaper bag ready, making sure we have food for her in case she gets hungry. And honestly, the enjoyment of that thing we're going to go do, either it's eating out or going to a friend's house or whatever, does rely heavily on whether or not she's feeling okay. Like, if she's going to cry throughout the entire time, if she's going to need feeding during the meal or whatnot, because it makes everything longer and it could make things more unpleasant, right? You don't want to be the one in the restaurant with the screaming baby. Nobody wants to be that person. But when that does happen, there's really not too much you can do aside from leave. So obviously we don't want to set ourselves for that kind of situation. But at the same time, we don't want to have to not go to places because we have a kid. I mean, aside from the obvious, like not going to a bar with a kid or go clubbing, which, yeah, obviously. But like things like going to the mall or just going shopping or like watching a movie maybe or things like that. It just is unfortunate if we just can't do that anymore. I mean, watching the movie, I guess, is a little bit hard. But I mean, the pro to that is I'm not much of a movie watcher anyways. I don't like going to theaters too much because I get tired of it. And unless it's really worth watching, then I'll go. But anyways, aside from that point, I mean, it doesn't feel good to think that now we have a baby and things are never going to be the same, which isn't true. I mean, ultimately, if I wait 20 years, things are going to go back to normal again. Like, I'll be back to just me and my partner in the house, right? But I mean, within that 20 years, I would like to think that we could continue to do the things that we enjoy and that we just need to make some changes to how we go about doing them. So like going out to eat and stuff and being prepared and getting used to that change. So there's that. But aside from that, I'm just lately I've been thinking more and more about the hobbies that I have and whether or not I'm going to need more hobbies because I don't feel so fulfilled in my life aside from having a kid. And lately I have been kind of thinking about this whole podcasting and the purpose as to why I'm doing it. Initially, when I started it, and I started it in like July of 2021, which is more than a year ago, it was just to record my, I guess, daily thoughts or some thoughts that I didn't want to talk about with my partner because it makes him feel uncomfortable. So I remember that was the reason why I started this, so I can kind of vent my feelings. And also as a record for my kids in case, you know, and they ever wanted to hear what it sounded like, what my life sounded like as a young adult going into parenthood or things like that. They could just listen to my podcast and they could hear my voice and maybe understand me a little bit better at a different time frame in my life, you know? And I'm thinking that while there's not a lot of viewership in terms of people listening to this, which I that was never the intent, I was like thinking if I feel fulfilled from this hobby that I have. At the moment I do, but I do feel that I'm not spending that much time doing it, which to me is very concerning because if it's a hobby, it's something that I would want to do all the time, right? So there's that. I'm hoping that I can try and find ways to better enhance this hobby of mine of podcasting, or just in general using my voice, you know, either in voice acting or like this podcast or something like that. I just, maybe I have to spend more time doing it. I mean, this has been the longest period of time where I don't have work, where I've been just been able to kind of do what I want to. As long as I can think I want to do it, I'll be able to do it kind of thing. So I'm thinking that I should try and use this time wisely and pursue either starting new hobbies or improving the ones that I already have. Podcasting is particular one of them. And a few months ago, like in May, I also was doing, I took a course to enhance my hobby and passion for cats. That course was a kind of like a community cats certificate to give me the knowledge to be able to trap, neuter, and release feral cats in the community. That certificate also allows me to access resources in the community. So free neutering and spaying services for cats that I catch. Things like that. So I was trying to think of what are other ways I could enhance my passion for cats and taking care of them, aside from the ones that I already have, which my cats, I would like to think, are very happy. They get to enjoy being outside, but also they come home and be safe. And I monitor them very closely and making sure they don't get hurt, you know, and making sure that they have the right nutrition and things like that, and spending good time rubbing them every single day, combing them, caring for them. And I was trying to see if there's other ways I could enhance that hobby other than spending time with my cats, which, I mean, is great. I really love that. I love spending time with my cats. My cat, Sweetie, is next to me right now sleeping in a box. She's so happy. She's curled up like a shrimp. So that's one thing. And then I was trying to think of other hobbies that I have pursued in the past, and maybe I just kind of like stopped. So I did use to paint, but painting can be very troublesome in the sense that it causes a mess. And then sometimes I'm not very, like, I've never took really like lessons on it, so I don't really know how to do it properly. I just kind of think of what I want to paint and just paint it. Even if it doesn't turn out great, I'll be like, oh, okay, and I'll try to fix it and things like that. It's not the best way to go at it, I guess. But I guess I could pursue some kind of paint lesson or watch YouTube videos. But yeah, I mean, I could. And that's just something that I'm thinking about now, that I'm not very good at it. So there's that. But yeah, aside from that, I don't want to fall into this sense of, you know, emptiness, that, you know, once I have a kid, that's going to be everything. I think that's a misconception that people have about people who do have kids. And at the same time, I don't want to potentially put myself in a position that once my kids do grow up, or once they, you know, start going to school, that I have nothing to fill that gap with, and I feel, you know, like not fulfilled. So as I'm here on this podcast, I'm trying to think about some of my hobbies that I used to have, or that I could like improve. And I'm just trying to think of more. I mean, I do really enjoy reading, but unfortunately, I think when I read, it gets me too riled up and I'm too invested in it. And oftentimes I finish books very, very fast, and I end up staying up longer than I need to because I really want to finish a book, which is not very healthy. So I've been trying to avoid doing that. Since I've had my child, I have finished two books, and I read them super fast, which I didn't really need to, but I really wanted to finish them. And that's just, you know, I feel satisfied when I finish the book. I enjoyed reading it, but then if I don't do this fast-paced reading that I enjoy, I feel very frustrated. I feel like I want to finish it. Like, I want to finish it. And it just doesn't make me feel that good. So at the end of the day, I always end up reading it really fast. And then I might end up, like, not sleeping very well because I stayed up reading the book. It's a very conflicted feeling. So I try not to do that now. I try not to read too much because I don't have too much time that I can invest so much. I can read all day or something. Like, I only have like about 1-2 hours a day of free time, honestly. And even now, as I'm doing this, I'm sure you can hear the sounds in the background of my child eating. She's almost finished her bottle. So that means I'm going to run out of time. So it's just a little bit hard when I'm trying to think of these hobbies that I can do that just require short periods of time. So this podcast is a perfect example because most of my episodes are only 20 minutes. So if I have 20 minutes, I can sit here and record something. And by the time I'm done, probably my kid will need me to go back and take care of them. So aside from that, and then having my time to spend with my cats, I was just thinking of what other things could I possibly do in terms of a hobby. To help fill my free time while I'm raising a child that doesn't require like intense financial investment as well as substantial amounts of daily time and investment into. So that makes any sense, sorry. But yeah, I just kind of ran out of ideas. Maybe it's just the tiredness speaking, but I feel like I've just run out. But yeah, I don't know if anyone else has this problem. Like, you're just trying to look for things to do in your free time. That's not just the mind-numbing chores every day. I feel like people do have hobbies, like a lot of hobbies maybe, and they don't really realize it. Maybe I'll think of something if I think about it a little bit more. But the time being, I can't, I don't know. I mean, I do watch a lot of YouTube, but that's not a hobby. That's just watching YouTube. So yeah. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. And I hope you guys are all doing well. Have a good evening, good afternoon, and a good day.